Is cutting your home's price the only way to sell?
The seller doesn't have to lower the price significantly to make this deal work for both parties.
Coming up, a different approach that might make a sale work. Plus, looking at the Shelby County, Alabama real estate market as we push into 2009.
All signs and all indicators are showing that we are in the right place, in the right time.
Welcome to another episode of Call on Colleen, the real estate netcast for people interested in buying or selling homes in Shelby County, Birmingham, Alabama. I'm David Black.
And I'm Colleen Black.
Part of the Colleen Black Keller Williams Realty team. Our program is designed to bring you helpful news and information about the Birmingham and Shelby County area real estate market. Oh, also part of our team is Fispo, our 5-pound, very spoiled poodle. He's in the studio with us as well. What's he doing? Is he sleeping?
He's sleeping.
Just being kind of laid back at the moment. However, he could light up at any moment, as we say, if he hears a squirrel or sees some activity outside, so that could happen. You never know. Well, we're about midway into the month of February in the brand new year, and there's some activity to speak of in the Shelby County housing market. I guess that might be a surprise to some folks because there's so much negative news, and people are led to believe a lot of times anyway that nothing's selling, but what's your take on that?
Well, I think ever since Christmas time, things have been picking up very, very nicely. I think there are a lot of folks sitting on the fence waiting on the stimulus package and what's going to happen with all of that. And, you know, we really aren't sure what that's going to mean to our economy.
Yeah, that changes by the day anyway. But there's a large amount of inventory and pricing looks to be pretty good for a lot of buyers still.
Well, pricing is good, but surprisingly, the inventory has come down. There is not quite as much out there as there was.
It's, I guess, technically still a buyer's market, but it seems to have eased a little bit. Would you say that's the right way to phrase it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know a lot of people are very interested in trying to sell their home and upgrade, change, whatever they want to do. And obviously, pricing is always important. We've talked about that a lot, but there are some other concerns, I suppose, to deal with too that have been evident in this market within the past year, would you say?
Yeah, there, you know, pricing is very, very important. There's no doubt about that. But with the changing economy and loan programs and things like that, I'm finding that people just are trying to get more and more creative on what's going to work best, not only for the buyer, but for the buyer and the seller. One of my biggest concerns right now is that the values have been dropping. Now, in our area, we're very fortunate. They have not dropped nearly as dramatically as other areas of the country.
Right.
But still, the Birmingham market is about 4.5% down over the year 2008, which is not terrible, but nobody wants to see values dropping. And so there's a lot of concern about that.
And that's really a challenge for somebody thinking of selling to deal with. But there are some techniques to achieve a sale that could be pretty valuable. With us is Casey Hararian, a loan officer with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. Casey's been a victim of our netcasts before, and for some reason, he still keeps coming back to talk with us. I haven't quite figured that out, but anyway, he's joining us again to talk about what can be a very successful selling technique, and it's one that many people do not understand. The buy down. What exactly is a buy down and why is it a good option for some people looking to buy?
Well, buy down is not a new strategy. It's been around forever. It's just basically where you pay to lower the interest rate. And that can be done in a couple of different ways. You can have the homeowner who's trying to sell their house to pay for that, to entice the home buyer to go ahead and, you know, put a contract on that house, or the purchaser can actually pay the fee to lower the interest rate, so they could save money in the long run.
If I'm selling a house and I have a prospective buyer, I could offer as the seller to help buy down the buyer's interest rate?
Exactly. You know, typically what you see is the seller helping with the closing cost. There are other ways to help the purchaser to put a contract on the house, and a unique way to do it is to actually pay the points and lower their interest rate. And actually, it saves money for the seller because it doesn't cost as much to lower the interest rate. And when you look at it, a 1% buy down equals to 0.5% reduction in interest rate.
A seller, in other words, doesn't have to just come down off their price as their only means of trying to work with a buyer.
Right. You know, in a slow market, what you see is as an act of desperation, most homeowners try to slash prices to get more attention towards their house and try to get people to come look at it. One, this is just a different strategy. You know, if you lower your price by $10,000, you probably save on a $200,000 house, you probably save the home buyer maybe $50 a month in payments. But if you buy the rate down by 2 percentage points and offer something permanent, lower interest rate, and it costs you less money, but as far as the monthly payment is concerned, the home buyer actually saves around $65. So it's actually a better option for both parties involved.
And a lot of people who are buying homes, especially I suspect first-time buyers, are really looking at their bottom line every month, i.e., what are my payments going
to
be?
That's what it comes down to. You know, yes, of course, everybody wants to get a deal on a house by, you know, making a lower offer and trying to bargain for a better price. But the bottom line is what the monthly payment is that they're comfortable with, and that's what they're shooting for. They probably have sat down and used the figures and say, okay, you know, we can afford $1,200 a month, and that equates to this price house. So if they're out of the market, out of the price range, they're trying to bargain and lower the price to where they're comfortable with. But what they don't know is that if they buy a little bit more expensive house or pay close to the asking price and have the seller buy the rate down permanently, it has several different advantages. One, they actually save more on a monthly basis. Number two, in a long run, they save thousands of dollars in interest payments alone because of the difference in interest rate. And number three, the seller doesn't have to, you know, lower the price significantly to make this deal work for both parties. And finally, the house maintains its value. And when it comes to appraisal and what effects does it has in the whole neighborhood, maintaining the value benefits everybody around, even your next door neighbor.
Because the seller didn't have to drop their price as much.
Exactly.
Are you seeing buy-downs working successfully here in the Shelby County area?
It really is, and for the most part, we have advertised it to new construction, to the builders, to developers, where they're trying to maintain the value of the house by not hurting the houses that have already sold. Instead of lowering the price, they're offering these incentives, and they're trying to get more interest in the subdivision. And we have seen people are coming in and taken into this new idea where their monthly payment is lower than if they had made a lowball offer, where everybody wins.
And this works with most lenders, right?
Yes, it works with most lenders and it works with most programs. You can do it on conventional, you can do it on ARM, you can do it on FHA, you can do it on VA loans. So you can apply this strategy in any type of scenario, in any type of market, in anywhere in Birmingham area. We'd be happy to put signs out in the yard, or you could ask your agent to put in agent's notes that there is a buy-down incentive available from the homeowner at the homeowner's cost, and try to maybe make flyers, put it on the kitchen table or whatnot. Just try to advertise it any way you can in order to entice people to make a move.
Let me switch gears. You heard someone knowledgeable about the market, real estate in this area, talk recently, and you came out of that presentation, I sort of sensed, with a real feeling of optimism about real estate in this area in the future. What did you learn? What do you want people to consider? What did you find out?
Well, I always try to educate myself, and I attended a seminar about 2 weeks ago where a gentleman named John Herzog spoke, and he was pretty smart. He's been in the industry forever. And he spoke to a group of realtors and mortgage professionals, and what he was saying was he had all the data to support what he was talking about, and it was very impressive. He was talking about the fact that we actually and officially are in a recession, and the government announced that the recession actually started in December of 2007, and going back to World War II, a typical recession only lasts 16 months. And, you know, calculating from December 2007, they're expecting by second quarter of 2009, we will be out of the recession. And on top of that, The other thing that I picked up at the seminar was that he was talking about the South in general and how Alabama plays into this whole picture, where the South has not been impacted by the slow economy and the slow market and the lowering housing prices as much as the rest of the country. And he was saying that there are indications that the South will lead the country out of the recession. And on top of that, Alabama will lead the South out of the recession first. So all signs and all indicators are showing that we are in the right place, in the right time, and this economy in our local market will be leading the rest of the country out of recession.
What about people who don't have access to that, who are flipping on the television every night and hearing such dire news about the economy? What do they need to consider?
Well, this argument goes back about 12 months now, when your national news station started talking about the end of times and the housing market going to the dumps. And what I have tried to pass along to the people that I'm in contact with is to not to watch the national news. Look around your neighborhood, look around your area. Are there as many foreclosures that you see in your neighborhood as there are on TV in Detroit, Michigan, or in California or Florida? No, that is by far not an accurate comparison. So try to focus in what's happening in your area, in your market, in your county, in your state, and try to educate yourself with what is really happening locally and how it's affecting you, as opposed to watching what's taking place in Florida or California or Nevada.
If somebody wants to purchase a home right now, especially if they're maybe a first-time buyer, what would you tell them?
Well, contrary to popular belief, there are still first-time home buyer programs available. Yes, the 100% financing has been done away with, but through Alabama Housing Finance Authority, we can get very close to that. They have a program where you can finance 99.5% of the sales price. And you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer anymore. They have lifted that restriction. And it has higher income limits, and you can buy a house anywhere in the state of Alabama. It can be a new construction, a resale, a condo, a townhouse, a house in the country. It doesn't really mean, doesn't matter where it is. So I work with a lot of first-time home buyers. I try to educate them first and try to show them what their options are. If they have a down payment, great. What it does, it lowers their monthly payment. But if they can't afford to, or if they don't have the money saved up for a down payment, all they have to come up with at this point is 0.5% of the sales price. And in a $100,000 house, you're looking at only $500 out of pocket.
So you can be in a house pretty inexpensively right now.
You still can. You still can. Yes. All signs are positive at this point from what I'm hearing and where I've been and who I've talked to. We will kind of come out of this recession like we did with the past two recessions. And with spring coming around, where people are going to start looking at houses, there is a huge inventory of houses available still, new or resale, and the interest rates are still very attractive. There are still programs for very minimum down payment. So all signs are still there that this is a great time to buy. It is still a buyer's market. And I encourage people to, if they're debating whether or not to wait or to buy now, is to just go ahead and take that first step and maybe meet with the mortgage professionals and get pre-approved and find out what you can afford and look at your options and actually go ahead and buy a house now. Now is the perfect time.
That's KC Hararian of First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. If you'd like some contact information for him, you can find his email address and website on our website, calloncolleen.com. What do you think about KC's comments?
I am very, very excited about the buy down concept. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. I think the biggest challenge with it, though, is it's sort of complicated and hard to understand, especially for people that are not in the, you know, real estate industry or the lending industry. There's a famous author, his name's Robert Kiyosaki, and one of his mottos is, you know, you don't have to know everything. You just need to know who to surround yourself with.
Right.
Well, I think that's you know, certainly the case here. If someone is confused and they're really not sure what all their options are, the best thing they can do is find a good lender or a good realtor that can point them in the right direction and look at their individual case, and you know, everyone is unique and in their own situation, and see what's going to work best for them.
I guess the bottom line is that selling price does not have to be the only variable to look at in making a sale work.
Absolutely not. And with the buy down, one of the things I especially like about it is it does retain the values of the house and the neighborhood. That's especially important for builders. Builders historically would never come off the price of their house. Now, with the down times recently, we have seen the builders reduce the price of their homes. But if you think about it, if a builder has several homes for sale in one neighborhood and they cut the price, they're shooting themselves in the foot because now the value of the house is going to go low and the other houses are going to have to continue to decline in value as well.
They're kind of setting a precedent they're going to have to live with themselves.
That's exactly right. Where with the buy down, and well, let me back up here a little bit. KC made this point. Really, buyers don't need to be asking as much as, how much is the house. They really want to know, what is my payment going to be? That's the question they need to find out. And if they can afford a little bit higher priced home, but the payment is going to be doable and feasible for them, then, there are ways to accomplish that. And the buy down is one of the best ways to do that.
And I think one item that maybe confuses people buying is I hear so many people talk about interest rates. And they automatically think that the lowest rate they see is the best deal for them, and that's not necessarily true all the time either.
No, it isn't. There's so many variables that come into play, and that's why I say you really have to gather the information to make a good decision, and just talking to somebody that is very, very knowledgeable and has a lot of good experience. The caveat there, though, is making sure you're talking with a professional.
What are your thoughts about the 09 market as we close out? Anything else you want to share about what you see ahead for the market in Birmingham and Shelby County remainder of the year? You have a crystal ball? If you do, you've got something nobody else does.
I wish I had a crystal ball. I'm cautiously optimistic, as they say. I feel like things are picking up very well. I know that things are pointing in the right direction. We're heading in the right direction. I feel an excitement in the air from other people in the industry that, maybe we've come through this bad time and things are going to get better. But we just kind of have to wait and see.
Well, I'm really optimistic. One of the barometers that so many agents use naturally is their own activity, if their own phone rings, so to speak. And we have had a very notable pickup of interest in the past several weeks. Well, like you said earlier, ever since Christmas. And so if that's an indicator, it doesn't mean everything's completely over as far as the tough times, but we have definitely seen an upward trend in people wanting to buy homes and talking about selling, too.
Oh, I feel the same way. In fact, I thought I was going to have plenty of time to work on our tax returns, and now it's looking like, oh, I know I'm going to be cutting it to that deadline again this year because things are picking up, and I just don't have the spare time that it was looking like we might have for a little while.
Well, if you want to work on tax returns, FISBO is available to sit in your lap like he has been for this whole podcast. He hasn't lit up and gone yelling out to the window to bark at squirrels or anything. So
he's
that's
a puppy.
That's a good thing. A reminder that you can find just about everything you'd want to know about Shelby County, Alabama real estate at one website, and it's an easy one to remember, callonColleen.com. If you'd like to email us, our address is info@callonColleen.com. And last but not least, we have the old telephone, 205-356-5412. 205-356-5412. If you're on Skype on the internet, DBNBAMA. DBINBAMA. We thank you for listening and hope you can join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. I'm David Black.
And I'm Colleen Black.
See you next time. That's pretty good. FISBO didn't go nuts and start barking. I knew he would. I thought he would. He's too sleepy. He's lazy.